الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth at you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or somewhere keeping notes or taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this week's Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic is being compassionate. And we see a lot going on in the world that people are not compassionate towards other people. They may not be compassionate towards people based on the color of their skin, based on their status in a particular society. How much money they have, and so cars they have, or clothes they have, or how pretty they are, or how ugly, whatever. So sometimes people are not compassionate towards some individuals. And so we're talking about here about being compassionate to individual, adamant object, inanimate objects. And so we're emphasizing what Islam says about being compassionate or showing compassion towards others, and not doing it just to show off for people, or to show the people, look, I'm stroking this animal, I'm being compassionate. I'm talking about just if no one's around at all, just you in a dark room, in a dark closet, to be compassionate towards other people, and not being harsh towards other people. And so our topic today is going to, I pray for it will help myself and you, or you and myself, to become more compassionate towards others. If we were not compassionate, show compassion, show kindness towards other people before listening to this program or to this particular, coming to this particular class, that I pray to Allah that we change our way. And if you already got a compassionate person, that it'll remind you to continue to be compassion or show compassion towards other people, or reinforce what you're doing, and understanding that you are not alone. Is that we have Muslims. This is what they are supposed to do and what they have to do. And on the day of judgment, it's going to be for or against them, how much compassion they have towards others, and being compassionate towards others. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, and you want to know more about who he was, you can always go to some of my previous episodes, and where I talk about this individual and how he was and what he was all about, and we as Muslims we are to be similar to him and follow his example. So the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he used to say, "The best of you is the one who is the best or has the best character." And he was neither loud nor coarse. And so I want you all to understand that he was talking about who is the best. Now, people sometimes they want to be the best or want to be stand out from the crowd, and you're not doing or being compassionate towards others to stand out from the crowd and be the one on top and say, "Look at me, I'm a very compassionate person." No, you're not doing that for this reason. You just want to be the compassionate person because you just want to be nice to other people. He was not loud. He was not coarse. He did not cuss or use profanity towards others. He did not harm others. He didn't raise his hand towards women to strike a woman, to strike a child, or strike an animal. So he did not do this kind of thing. He was a very kind and a very generous individual, and we are to do the same thing. Islam emphasizes and push us as Muslims to be kind towards others. And this world can use more kindness and being kind towards other people and compassionate towards other people instead of being harsh towards individuals. And I want to encourage my students, others around you may be different and respond differently to others. I want you to be compassionate and you encourage others to do the same thing. You weren't that way, or you were not this way before you came to this class, start being that way and showing compassion towards others. Islam links entering the hellfire, and I talked about hellfire before, and entering paradise with the treatment of others. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings upon him, reported to have said, whoever wishes to be delivered from the fire and enter the garden should die with faith in Allah in the last day. He should treat people as he wished to be treated. This is a very simple thing. You want to enter paradise and stay away from the fire? Then you do what? You should treat people as you wish to be treated. It's a very simple process. Very simple formula is that I or you, that we treat people the way we want to be treated. Rarely do you get an individual that want to be treated in a harsh way. Rarely do you get that. Please cut me up, please cuss me out, please hurt me, or that kind of thing. So I won't get into other aspects of that. But really, do you see a person that wants to be treated in a bad and a foul way? This is rare. And so I'm saying to you all is that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he linked the treatment of others to entering paradise or entering the hellfire. The Prophet, may peace be upon him, was reported to have said, whoever wishes to be delivered from the fire, meaning taken out of the fire, don't go to the fire, or enter paradise, should die with faith in Allah in the last day, and should treat people as he wished to be treated. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, when you're talking about being compassionate, that he said, so I tell you about who is most beloved to me and who will be seated closest to me on the day of judgment. And the people silent. So he repeated himself two or three times before they responded. Yes, they finally said, yes, Na'am, O Messenger of Allah. To which he added, the one among you with the best character. So we want to be close to the Prophet, close to him on the day of judgment. We want to be that person who has the best character. That's what we want to be. Be good towards other people. They have the character and not doing it for this reason, that when people look at you and they point towards you and they say that guy has a great character or that woman has a great character and I want to be like them. And the one that those people are like is the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings upon him. So you really want to be like the one they're like, and that is the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. We follow his way. We follow what he did. He was compassionate towards others, and we want to do this, be the same way. He had a great character, and so we want to be the same way. because people's character fluctuate. One day they're this way, another day they're this way, one day they're good, then another day they're bad, and so we don't want to go up and down with people. And so we want a person that we want to emulate and be similar to, and that would be Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, meaning though as being the one with the best character. That's what we want to be, and that's what we want to strive to be. Some of us need to change our character and unchange our way. We don't want people to come near us and don't want to be near us, because every time they come near us, we have nothing but bad things to say. We have nothing but harmful words about other people. And we're not around an individual. More than likely, you are the target of their harsh words. You are the one they're not saying great things about. And that's not showing compassion towards individual that they talk about, and you stand there and you listen to them. Encourage them to watch their tongue. Watch what they say, to be more compassionate towards others. This is what you want to do. So when something, or Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he said, when something is bad or something is wrong, then we change it with what? We change it with our hand. We can't do that. We say something with our mouth, and we can't do that. Then we at least hate it in our hearts. And so the thing that pushes people to go to the hellfire is what they say with their mouth, their lisan, their tongue, or what they do, or they do with their hands, or what they do with their private area. It's different hadith and different saying from Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, that cover this thing. To watch out what we say with our hands, with our mouth, or what we do with our hands, or what we do with our private parts. And that we want to have the best character. You have control over what you say. You have control over what you do, or what you do with your hands. And I said this to you all before, and that is that on the day of judgment of Yom Medin, on that particular day, is that when we come before Allah naked and uncircumcised, and our hands is going to talk for or against us. Our tongue freely is going to talk for or against us. Our legs going to say where did you go? Feet, where did you go? Ears, what did you hear? Eyes, what did you see? And mouth, what did you say? This is freely, because Allah going to command these things to speak. And you're probably going to be there stunned and say, whoa, hold on now. I don't have control over these things. And you might even say, why are you all saying these things about me instead of hiding these things that we did together? And basically your hands or your feet, your mouth, with their eyes, or what it saw, they're going to say, look, hey, Allah commands me to do so. I have no control over this. And so my students, please understand that Allah can make things do what Allah wants to make things do. But we have the free will out of all the creatures Allah created, meaning the birds and the trees and that kind of thing. They don't have the free will like we have as human beings. And we get to an impasse, or we get to the crossroads, or we get to a fork in the road, we have the choice to either go down the wrong side of the road or go the right side of the road. To do what we're thinking or not do it at all. And you get blessings for doing it. You may think something and you don't do it, and you get blessings for that. And so, my beautiful students, please understand what I'm saying, and that we want to be and display at all times compassion. At all times, as much as possible, we want to show compassion towards others, and we want others prayerfully to show compassion towards us. Furthermore, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, he said, protect your tongue from unworthy words, your eyes from scenes that are not worthy of seeing, meaning forbidden, and your ears from sounds that should not be heard. Pay respect to your elders, have compassion for your children, and be kind to your relatives and kinship and kinsmen. So he emphasized and had a list of things that we should do, and that we should show compassion, and that we have and that we have control over and protect our tongue and what our tongue says. You have control. I have control of what I'm saying right now. I can continue to talk and teach, or I can stop. I have control. And as I mentioned before, there's gonna be a day when you don't have control. And so I have to be careful of what I said. My words, make sure I'm not saying unworthy words. Make sure my eyes are not seeing things that are forbidding for me to see. And also that my ears are not hearing things that I should not hear. And respect the elders and show compassion towards children and be kind towards our relatives and towards our relatives and others. Also, as mentioned, according to Jabir ibn Abdullah, one of the prophet's companions, that the priest said that the prophet used to stand by a tree or a date palm on Friday, meaning when he delivered the khutbah or the sermon on Friday, and he would stand next to a tree or lean on the tree. So you have a different saying about what he used to do. So then an Aaron saw her background or her tribe, if you will, Ansar. And so her man said this, "O Messenger of Allah, shall we make a pulpit for you?" And so at one point he was standing there, just leaning against the tree. And these are basically my words. And then they saw it and they said, "Well, should we make something you could basically stand behind and talk to us from that?" And so he said, "You know, look, if you wish, now I'm going, you know, go ahead." And so they made him a pulpit for him. And everyone know what those are. It's like when a person, they talking, or inside various clergy, they talk behind this sort of podium, if you will. And sometimes they put their papers or whatever on the podium, and then they would talk from behind it. And so let me move on. And so the day of his sermon, when he gave the khutbah, the prophet, peace be upon him, he approached the podium or the pulpit. But the palm tree cried like a child. The prophet descended the pulpit and encompassed it, meaning the tree, while it was persistently moaned like a child, and the prophet quieted, like when the child is crying, and then a father or mother will go to the child and maybe sing to the child or just touch the child or caress the child and say, you know, you're gonna be okay, and sing to the child, whatever it takes, or feed the child, whatever, for the child to calm down. So the tree was crying, and the tree was crying. Oh, so the prophet, he just stopped what he was doing, talking to the people, and then he went to the tree and started calming it down. And the prophet said it was crying for missing what it used to receive of religious knowledge giving near it. And so the prophet, may peace and blessing upon him, this is one of the things that he said to the people about what was going on. And the people, yes, they made the pulpit for him, and he was behind it, but he heard the crying, by Allah's will, he heard the crying of the tree, and he stopped talking, and he went and calmed the tree. It's like you're gonna be okay. Like, so next time your child cry, in particular you're a parent or you're taking care of a child, and you quiet it, you can think of this lesson that I just told you about what the prophet did. He went to this inanimate object, like you go to that child that needs you for comfort and need you to wrap your arms around it and comfort it so it go back to sleep or whatever and know that you are there because it's lonely, whatever. And so this tree was lonely for knowledge, for the knowledge it was receiving. And so the prophet went and calmed the tree down. And so let me move on, my beautiful students. And so he, of course, encouraged kindness. Also, if you look inside of the Quran, which you should have it next to you, and go to chapter 49, verse 11. Again, chapter 49, verse 11. I believe that is Surah Al-Hujurat, the apartment, compartment, something like that. And so, of course, that's not our lesson for today. But unless for a day is just talking about being compassionate. And so Allah says, or the Prophet said, O you who believe, let not a group scoff at another group. Don't let one group say bad things about another group. Which also implies, what that it implies, it supplies significant moral values consisting of respecting them and not making fun of them. Meaning one group not making fun of another group and another group making fun of another group. Islam places emphasis on using kind words when speaking to people. Kindness to humans as well as to animals is required. For abuse against or cruelty to any of Allah's creatures is something that is not allowed to the creation. It's an abhorrent. A Muslim should behave with others by stating that it is obligatory for him or her to live in cooperation, not competition with them, and to be helpful, kind, just, and compassionate towards everyone, regardless of whether they are of similar or different faith, race, culture, or status, etc. So this, my beautiful students, to understand, because you are from one particular group, you're not going to show, you're going to scoff or, oh man, they're nothing. The other group, they're nothing. Or the other group says about you, they're nothing. And so it's saying that we should not be that kind of person. We should show compassion towards everyone, towards others, regardless of whether they are similar to us or different from us. And that they have our same faith, our same race, our same culture, or status. It doesn't matter. Show compassion towards that other group of individuals. So I want also remind my beautiful students about this. On the day of resurrection, and this is a small thing, but it's a big thing. On the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, when we all be going before Allah, the bird that was killed inadvertently will fly before Allah and declare, O Allah, such and such a person has killed me for no reason, but has not killed me for any benefit. So I want to remind my students to be careful. Just killing things, just to be killing things. You don't want to, you're killing things, you're not to feed yourself or your family. I saw that bird over there, I killed it. I saw that cat over there, I killed it. I saw that dog over there, I killed it. I didn't feed it, I didn't show compassion. And I talked about this before, about the woman who was very cruel towards a cat. never fed it, kept it outside, tied up, and the cat died. And so she ended up going to what? She ended up going to the hellfire. And then the person who gave water to himself went down a well and got water for himself, and then came back up out the well, and then he saw his dog who was just as thirsty as he was, and so he did what? He went back down into the well, filled up a container or a sock or whatever it was, came up out the well and gave it to that dog to drink. He could have just walked away and said, "That's your problem, dog." But he was compassion towards the dog. And so my beautiful students, show compassion towards an animal, towards a human being, towards children, towards the elderly. Be a compassionate person. Be a compassionate person and encourage others to do the same thing. And we can watch this world just change overnight to show more compassion towards others. And if you do that now, and Allah may forgive you just because you did and you show compassion towards others, and enter you into paradise because you show compassion towards others, and that you enter into Islam and become more compassionate, because Islam emphasizes people to be kind and compassionate towards other people. This is a very important thing in Islam, and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he emphasized it, and he told us to be that way. And of course, the person that will be close to him is the one, as mentioned before, and the one that has a good character. On the day of judgment, being closer to the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him. And I want to mention one more thing before I stop. And that is, one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, he said, "I heard the messenger, may peace be upon him, he said, whoever ties a horse in the cause of Allah, then feeds it with his own hands, he will have one merit for every grain." I'm just saying to you all, it's that simple. Showing kindness towards a horse, filling your hand up with grain to feed the horse, and then you put it to the horse's mouth and let the horse eat from your hand. Every single grain that horse eats, you get credit for it, for the compassion that you're showing. And so, look at the horse and feed the horse, or feed an individual, or give water to a dog, or show compassion to others, and then you may get the blessings for being showing compassion towards others, and others may see that and do the same thing. A child or adult see how nice and kind that you are towards this animal that you don't have to be. Why are you being like that? It's just an animal. It's just a dog. It's just a cat. It's just a horse. Why are you like that? Because Allah want me to be that way. I received the blessing for showing compassion towards this particular object or to particular creation of Allah. Towards the elderly, towards the children, towards a group of people. If they're similar to me or different from me, it doesn't matter. If everyone around you treat this individual in a harsh way, you don't do it. You stand alone, and maybe you're the one that will influence others instead of being the one who is influenced by others and not showing compassion towards others and other individuals. To find out and learn more about Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islam, you can always go to Why Islam. You can also go to the International Online University and become more educated in Islamic faith. You go to also American Open University and be educated also in the faith of Islam. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.